My husband and I had planned to get away for a long weekend by ourselves. He had been so busy and we just had not had any time together for a while. My mother looked after the children and we stayed in a small house that belongs to our friends. We sure enjoyed the chance to be alone, by ourselves, like a newly married couple. But on the third day, I suddenly felt really sick. I felt hot and shaky. And the worst thing was the burning feeling when I passed urine. It felt like knives, and I felt like I needed to go to the toilet again every few minutes. I just wanted to get home to my own bed and a hot water bottle. It really spoiled our holiday.
Hello, friend. I hope you're feeling better than the woman in our story today. Welcome to Women of Hope, our program especially for women. I wonder if you've ever had a problem like Sylvia had on her holiday.
I haven't, but it doesn't sound too good. Have you, Carol?
Oh, Tammy, yes. And so today, we have a guest with us who's going to tell us all about this problem. It's called a urinary tract infection, commonly referred to as UTI. A lot of women have it, apparently, for various reasons. But the good news is, it can be quite easily treated.
As long as it's been diagnosed early, as with most health problems. Today, our guest has treated many different women's problems, and she's also treated a number of patients with UTI. Stay with us, and let's together discuss how we can take better care of ourselves.
Welcome back. You're with Women of Hope, and we're discussing urinary tract infections.
I am delighted to be here. The story you just heard happened to a friend of mine who has just recovered from a UTI.
So what did your friend do when she got home?
Well, when she got home, she came to see me at the clinic. My nurse asked her for a sample of urine to test, and it had a lot of germs in it, bacteria we call them. I gave her some tablets to stop the infection and also told her to drink lots of water. I suggested that she could also take some tablets for the pain, as she said it was really uncomfortable. She felt much better the next day. What she had was clearly a urinary tract infection, or UTI. They're very common in women. In fact, one in every five women gets UTIs. Fortunately, they can usually be prevented by following a few simple rules, but I'll get to those a little bit later. First, I'd like to explain to you where a UTI occurs. The urinary tract is made up of several different parts. First, you have the kidneys. They act as filters, and they collect waste from the bloodstream. Then, there are two tubes called ureters, and these ureters carry waste and extra water from the kidneys to the bladder. The bladder then stores all this liquid as urine or wee. When the bladder is full, urine passes out of the body through yet another tube called the urethra. All of these parts are the urinary tract, and any one of these parts can become infected.
Why is it more common in women?
Well, unfortunately, women do tend to get UTIs much more often than men, and the answer is really anatomy. The tube that empties urine from the bladder, the urethra, and the tube that empties stool out of the body, the anus, are really close to each other. The woman's urethra is also much shorter than a man's. A lot of germs or bacteria can collect there, travel up the urinary tract, and cause infection. Children can also get UTIs, and so can elderly folks. In the elderly, such infections are common due to recurring prostate or bladder conditions.
Now, Sylvia said when she was away for her holiday, she and her husband were like a newly married couple. Can a UTI be caused by sexual intercourse?
Frequent or rough sexual intercourse can cause a UTI, but there are plenty of other reasons. If you're constipated or having diarrhea, you're more likely to get a UTI. Pregnant women tend to get them frequently as well. A person who's recovering from surgery and has to be still for long periods of time may also develop a UTI. Often women going through the change or menopause can get UTIs because the lining of all those tubes becomes thin and dry. Not drinking enough water can also lead to a UTI, especially if you've had one before. Men can get UTIs if they have prostate enlargement or infection. And finally, even some birth control methods, like the diaphragm, can also contribute to UTIs.
Are the symptoms all the same? Needing to urinate a lot and pain when urinating?
Those are the most frequent, but there are plenty of others too, like cloudy urine or urine that smells bad or foul. A person may experience pain during intercourse and even have a feeling of pressure in the lower pelvis. Sometimes the urine can even look pink because there's a little blood in it. A few people even have a low-grade fever. I must warn you, though, if you don't get treatment for this and the infection spreads to the kidneys, you can get very sick. You may develop a high fever and even pain in the abdomen or in your back. You can become extremely tired and have nausea or vomiting. Now, this is important. If you have a UTI and develop symptoms such as back or side pain, chills or fever and vomiting, you have to get to a medical provider immediately. They are signs of a possible kidney infection. It could damage the kidneys permanently. Also, see your provider if symptoms come back soon after completing your treatment.
How do we know for sure if we have a UTI?
Well, if you have any of these symptoms that we just mentioned, you need to go to your healthcare provider. You will need to give a urine sample, and then this will be tested to see if germs are present and which germs specifically are causing your infection. Then your healthcare provider can prescribe just the right antibiotic medicine.
Can a UTI be treated at home?
Yes, I would say a mild UTI infection may go away on its own without any treatment. The most important thing to do as soon as you feel that need to urinate more often is to drink lots of fluids like water, plain soda water, or even cranberry juice if you can get it. Sometimes coffee and alcohol irritate the bladder, so it's best to avoid these if you think you may have a UTI. To help relieve the pain, you can sit on a warm pack or a hot water bottle to get some relief there. You can also take a simple painkiller. But if the symptoms do not go away in a day or two, then you need to see your doctor or healthcare provider. He or she will prescribe the right antibiotics to take those germs out of your urine. It's very important also to take all the medicine until the bottle is completely finished.
Would this cause me to have to go to the hospital?
In certain cases, if a person's very sick or can't take the medications by mouth or drink enough liquid, they may have to be admitted into the hospital. Or if a person's recovering from surgery, is very old, or has a lot of other medical problems.
Are all treatments successful?
The good news is, usually they are. Typically, a person will recover within just a day or two once the treatment starts. But if the infection is spread to the kidneys, it may take a week or longer for symptoms to completely disappear. However, as we said before, it is very important to see your doctor or healthcare provider and get treatment early to prevent infection from spreading and to avoid those complications.
How can we prevent a UTI?
Prevention is key, and for women, personal hygiene is really the main issue. Here are a couple of tips. First, keep that area of your body clean with routine bathing. Take showers rather than baths, and don't use a lot of bath oils. Keep the genital area clean and always wear clean underwear and fresh sanitary pads. To avoid carrying bacteria from the bowels, make sure you wash or wipe from front to back after using the toilet. Don't use a lot of sprays or creams in the genital area. And make sure you wash the genital and anal areas before and after sexual activity, and make sure you urinate before and after as well. Sometimes doctors will prescribe hormone replacement therapy for women after menopause. They can be supplied as tablets or even a vaginal cream, and they strengthen the lining and muscles around the urethra. This helps prevent infections in those older women. Your clothes can even make a difference. Don't wear a lot of tight-fitting pants. Wear cotton underwear and make sure you change that underwear at least once a day.
I've heard that a UTI can go on for a long time. Is that right?
Yes. If it goes on for a long time or keeps coming back, you may have what we call a chronic UTI. A chronic UTI would last longer than 2 weeks or might not get better with the typical treatments. Also, if you have two or more infections in a six-month period of time, we would call that a chronic infection. There's another kind of chronic bladder condition where the lining of the bladder becomes damaged by having so many infections. It becomes inflamed even when you don't have an actual infection. It feels almost the same as a UTI, but it is different. This kind of condition can often be irritated by certain foods like cranberry juice, coffee, or tea. So you would try not eating those certain foods that you think might be causing irritation to see if that helps.
Thank you for sharing with us today. There's a lot to remember about UTIs, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But it's very important to remember that if you feel the need to go to the toilet or pass urine more than usual, and you begin to feel uncomfortable or have pain, try first of all drinking a lot of fluids. If the feeling doesn't go away, then go see your doctor or your healthcare worker, and they will test to find out if it is a UTI, and they'll give you the right treatment.
We have Fran coming to tell us a true story from God's Word, the Bible. Don't go away.
Welcome back to Women of Hope. Hi, Fran. Welcome.
Hi, Carol. I've had some UTIs, and I know how it feels. When I have any problem in that area of my body, somehow it makes me feel rather insecure as a woman. This reminds me of a true story that happened many years ago. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and is written in the Bible. I'd like to tell it to you. One day, Jesus was on his way through a dusty Middle Eastern town. An important man in that town had asked him to come to his house, as his daughter was sick. His friends and followers were with him, and a crowd of curious people wanted to see him because they had heard about his teaching and miracles. They were all jostling and pushing in the narrow street, calling out, trying to see Jesus. It was hard for Jesus to get through the crowd. Now there was a woman in the crowd who had a special reason to want to get close to Jesus. She had been bleeding from down below for 12 long years. Perhaps she'd been torn while giving birth to babies, and it had never healed properly. She had spent all her money on doctors, but she was no better. At that time, a bleeding woman was called unclean, and people avoided her. Think of how awful that would make you feel. Think how it would affect your marriage and your social life. You wouldn't feel good about yourself as a woman, would you? This woman had heard about Jesus, and she believed that God had given him healing power. And she thought, maybe if I could just touch him, I would be healed. So she pushed and wriggled and elbowed her way till she got close enough to reach out and just touch Jesus' cloak. Suddenly Jesus stopped. "Who touched me?" he asked. His followers laughed. "Everyone's touching you in this crowd," said Peter. "No," said Jesus, "someone touched me in a different way, because I felt power pass from me." Jesus looked around. The woman was shaking, but she felt she should answer Jesus' question. She came forward and threw herself at Jesus' feet. "I did it," she said. "I touched you, and at that same moment I felt the bleeding and pain stop. It's gone. After 12 years, when no one could help me, I know you have healed me." Jesus looked down at her with tender compassion, listening to her story. Then he spoke to her. "My daughter, because of your trust in me, you have been made well. Now go in peace." Imagine how she felt and how much she would have praised God. Picture her going home and inviting her family and friends to hear what had happened. I'm sure they had a party. Jesus had not only healed her, he had treated her as a worthwhile person. She would love and follow him forever after. You know, there was no magic in Jesus' cloak. and there is no magic in just saying his name. Many people touched him that day without anything happening. But when you come to Jesus with faith, when you believe in him and want to have a trusting relationship with him and follow him, he welcomes you with all his heart. Friend, you can reach out and touch Jesus by praying to him and asking him for his help in whatever way you need right now. He promises to hear and answer you.
As a woman, I have always loved this story. Can you imagine how that woman must have felt? When she touched Jesus' cloak and felt her bleeding stop, she would have been so amazed.
And I think she was probably expecting to just melt back into the crowd so that no one would know what she had done.
You know, I think you're right. But Jesus had another plan for her. He wanted her to know that he loved her. He wanted to speak to her, and he wanted to tell her that her faith in him had made her well again.
I wonder how you're feeling right now. Maybe you're not well. Or maybe you need to know that you're a worthwhile person, that you are loved. Let's talk to God about it right now. I would like to pray for you. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus to live on this earth. Thank you for this story about the woman who touched him and was made well again. We thank you that Jesus told this woman that her faith had made her well. I pray for my friend as she is listening, that you will help her to put her faith in you and trust you. Help her to know that she is a worthwhile person and you love her. You love her so much that Jesus gave his life for her. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.